Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is going to be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
God,
he's working a miracle.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be.
And it's gonna be.
Listen, don't let negativity, doubt, or your haters convince you that God is not about to bless you. It's gonna be. What's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. You gotta learn how to praise God before you get it. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my season.
That it's my season.
My season.
It's my season.
And I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
God bless you. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad therein. I am Evangelist Teresa Jacobs, and I would like to welcome you to the Staying on Purpose with our Apostle Daniel Carter and our Pastor Felicia Dotson, along with the Faith Ambassadors, Hour of Power broadcast. We would like to thank everyone who's tuning in to the broadcast. We're asking you at this time, go ahead on, text somebody, call somebody, email somebody, anybody. Just let everybody know that the broadcast is on tonight, and there is a true word in the house on tonight. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop right here, pause right here, and open up the service with a prayer. Is our Pastor Dotson on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
God bless you, Pastor Dotson. Would you
God
open
bless
us up
you.
With a prayer, please?
Sure. Most faithful and glorious God, we thank you today. We repent of every sin, God, those we know and those
yes.
we don't know. Father, thank present you. Us faultless before your throne with exceeding joy. You are the only wise God. To you be all majesty, dominion, and power. Father, we thank you for every soul, every person, every ear that is listening on this line tonight. Wherever
yes,
they
ma'am.
Are, Father, bless them, keep them. Wrap your loving arms around them, Father. Make them to know your love in a real way today. God, we thank you for your vessel bringing forth this word on tonight. God, we give you glory and honor and praise for him. God, anoint his voice, anoint his vocal cords. Anoint him, Father, afresh, anew, not like last time, but like never before, to bring forth your word. And let it be seed that has been sown. And God, let someone come and water that seed. But God, you give the increase on your word, that your people may be able to speak it in faith and be able to live the manifestation of it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it in advance. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Dotson, for that prayer. Amen. At this time, we're going to go into a scripture reading. Is our Deacon Robinson on the line on tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
God bless you, Deacon Robinson. Can you give us a scripture on this evening, please?
Yes, ma'am, sure can. This scripture is coming from 1 John 4:20. The man shall love God, but hated his brother, he is a liar. But he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? God bless you to read the word.
Amen, amen. We thank God for the reading of the word on tonight. Once again, I would like to welcome you to the Staying on Purpose ministry with our Pastor Daniel Carter and our Pastor Felicia Dotson, along with the Faith Ambassador, Hour of Power broadcast. Amen. We thank everybody that's tuning in. We want to thank all the pastors, the bishops, the elders, evangelists, ministers, everybody that's tuning in from near or far. Amen. We thank God for you on today. Amen. I would like to say if anyone wishes to be a part of the ministry or the church, amen, please email your simple request to us at the Faith Ambassadors with the S 247@gmail.com. And to those that want to connect or a member and you want to tie to the ministry, amen, to those that want to just, you know, God laid on your heart to send in an offering, amen, for the ministry, amen, you can do that by texting the word GIVE at 833-288-3989. Amen. And to those that have been blessed by the broadcast, amen, been blessed by the teaching and the preaching of our apostle, amen, and you just want to sow a seed into his life and bless him on tonight, amen, you can do that also by cash apping $RDANIELC, amen, and be a blessing to the man of God, amen. He is worthy, amen, of a seed, amen. And we thank God for, once again, everybody that's tuning in, you still got time the word haven't came yet, let somebody know that the broadcast is on and there is a word in the house. Amen. At this time, Bishop, Apostle Daniel.
I'm here.
God bless you on tonight. Amen. We got a question.
I hear some feedback. Let me see.
Amen.
You need the Lord tonight if you just look to the hills from whence cometh your help.
Go ahead and give everybody a 2-minute break and have them invite people.
Okay.
I need you like the ocean needs the water.
God bless you, one and all. Anybody under the sound of my voice, this is Daniel the Apostle. I want you to take this opportunity to invite, and share on your social media pages and elsewhere, and let the people know that I am on the line and I'm gearing up for delivering a word from the Lord. So you want to do that at this time. The Lord bless you.
Lord, I need you more than ever. So hear my humble cry.
I need the
Hallelujah.
I need thee.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless.
Hallelujah.
Me now.
Oh, my God.
My Savior. Anybody need it tonight? I come
to thee. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
I need thee in the morning when from evening's rest I wake.
Yes, God.
I need you to direct my path.
Hallelujah.
And every step I take.
I'm out of the way.
I need you, Lord, to keep me.
I need you, Lord.
I need your mercy and your grace.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, I need you more than ever. You promise never to forsake. I wish somebody would help me right through here. Say, I need
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I need thee.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
I can use a little bit more of that. Yes, Lord.
Well, we give her another minute.
All right. Oh, Jesus.
Every hour, every
Yes, God. Amen. I need thee. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Bishop. The question of the day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. It says, Bishop, with all due respect, sir. Thank you, Jesus. I think any preacher not preaching on our current issue, time, and hardship of our people is a diverser and a hypocrite. It's true. You are surely a man of God by your teaching, but you would not address the truth about 2020 issue of this generation. I want to know why.
Read that for me again.
It said, Bishop, with all due respect, sir, I think any preacher not preaching on our current issue, time, and hardship of our people is a diverser and a hypocrite. It's true. You are surely a real man of God by your teaching, but you would not address the truth about 2020 issue of this generation. I want to know why.
Uh, 2020 issues are so much larger than the issues of this presidency. 2020 issues are the issues that are larger than black lives, any lives, all lives. Because the true 2020 issue is the word of God being absent from the hearts of people. While it is true that there is a common agenda of abuse against our people, we've always had that for over 400 years. It is also true that the Word of God has been demonized, weakened, subjugated, divided, diverted, deterred, and weakened to the place that churches have become ineffective to deal with 2020 issues. I respect the 2020 issues of this generation. I respect them. But as a leader, I have to address those things that God gives me permission to address, or I'll just be going out on my own to speak in my own voice. My own voice in this particular kind of a thing is not the voice that you really want to hear, because I believe that if the world, which is my pulpit, would hear the voice of this prophet, I believe that their lives, the government, and the establishments that order the dictates and the demons in charge of this world, I believe that if we heard the word of the Lord in this season as believers, then I believe that change would not only come, I believe that it would not even be necessary. While I respect that there are relevant factors. I believe that Black lives do matter. That's not a question. And I would go so far to say that that's not even something that should even be up for debate by anybody. I mean, to say that Black lives at least matter. They do matter. And I believe that. But if I can minister to some people that have one common thread, and that is our need for God, and I can be obedient to teach what the Lord has placed on my spirit, then that is the issue for 2020. If the people of God would just follow the word of the Lord and obey his voice and his servant, I believe that things would improve dramatically for the world. I believe that the world is even in this condition because the church is out of place with God. So the question was addressed directly to me, so I won't call on anybody to back me up on that. I believe that that is my hardship. It's not for anybody else to determine what I preach, how I preach, how long I preach. I believe that it's just the will of God that I teach the truth. I don't get up here and or get up anywhere and teach what I feel like I want to preach. But I speak on what's in my spirit. Paid for anything. I don't get paid for this. I don't get paid in the 28 years. I believe 29 years I've been preaching. I never sought to make gain from the work that I do in the Lord, and I do much more than what you hear on this broadcast. We do a lot of things in the ministry, and we thank God for what he is doing in this ministry and abroad through our ministries. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, we will obey the Lord. And as for this prophet, I will not be persuaded by the rigors and the voices of challenges of this time. I will confront them in prayer, and I will confront the people of God and challenge them by the word of God. And I believe that if the believer becomes a true believer and grows through the word of God, these matters will not even be matters that we have to deal with. Pandemics, I can't change those. Pandemics of the heart and the mind that people are suffering with while they're on quarantine and lockdown don't change. Riots and things of that nature, protests, legal assemblies, and illegal assemblies are not my business. The president of the United States, I didn't put him in there. And whether he's in there or not, God is going to be served through this ministry. Whether I have to live or die, I will preach the word of God in season and out of season. So while, again, I certainly would love to be with you, even marching, and it wouldn't even be a surprise to even see me doing something like that. But the thing that is most important in this season is that the prophet cry loud and spare not. And that's what I'm doing. I didn't want to necessarily come back on this broadcast. Didn't certainly necessarily desire to preach on tonight or any other time that I've had to preach today or this week. But I have to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. And I feel that the season and the time is short. And while I'm being in a diversion of worrying about the president and worrying about the law, there's only one law and one lawgiver I care about. If the Lord Jesus is not in that White House, I could care less about what evil person lurks in that door, in that Oval Office. So I don't apologize for that. I don't apologize. But I'm humbled by your question. And I wish you would get saved and learn to honor our God and his servant for the word that you said you know is true. So if that is the case, let me be what God wants me to be, to the best that I can be it, no matter what's going on outside my door. Let me speak the words of life. I hope that helps you and honors your question. I'm not trying to evade or escape it. I'm only trying to be faithful to my King. God bless you. Find me tonight in the Word of God. Father, we thank you tonight for your people. We thank you tonight for the word of the Lord. We thank you tonight for what you're doing in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. We ask you, Almighty King, to help us through your word tonight. We ask you, Lord, to prepare my mouth and to speak through it. We ask you, Lord, to be pleased with this broadcast and with everything that we say and do. We ask you, Lord, that the people have a heart to take this few minutes, turn off every device and turn off everything and everybody that they can so that they can hear clearly the word of the Lord. And most of all, God, we ask you, Lord, to use this word to change generations of families and to stop the curse of disobedience in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, Matthew chapter 6, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, as I look at this place, as I look at my home, as I look around me, I pray your kingdom would come. Help us, God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the almighty and great deliverer, a strong tower and a rock, a shield. You, Lord, are the protector of the helpless. And Lord, we thank you today for our everything that we have. But God, in Jesus' name, you said you are, that you own the cattle on a thousand hills. You said in your words, you'd never leave us nor forsake us. God, you promised us, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, and you said it in your word that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue shall confess. You promised in your word, oh God, that we would be covered under your word, because you said your word is like a two-edged sword. You promised us, oh God, by your word, oh God, that we seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, all these other things will be added unto us. But God, I look at my situation. And I'm looking, Lord, and although I love you, God, I thank you for being my peace in the midst of it. But God, I look at my bank account, I'm in the negative. God, I look at my car, Lord, and I can't even drive it because it's got too many issues. It was passed down to me after being passed down to by other people. God, I ask you, Lord, to help us, God, because you said your kingdom come. Your kingdom is a royal kingdom. Your value is greater than the cattle on 10,000 hills. God, I know I can't praise you enough, but I need your kingdom to come in my situation. I need your kingdom to come, your mind to come into my church, your favor to come into my home, your favor to come where I go. Let your kingdom come where I'm at. Let your will be done tonight. For just a moment of your time. I know that it's unorthodox to teach about the will of God in a way that addresses you in this way tonight. The very last thing I came to do tonight was to deal with something so deep and so difficult. This message is not for everybody. This message is for the believer tonight. And the believer must understand that there are some requirements to operate in the temple of God. Because as I deal with the will of God, I've got to deal with the will of God in me. If I deal with the will of God, Elder McComb, I cannot just deal with the will of God and say, but I love God and I love his word and I love his purpose and I love what God believes and I love what God says and God's enemies are my enemies. His will is my will, but I don't understand what his will is for my life. He told me the other day that the will of God is to have fellowship with the believer. But once the believer operates in intimacy with God, the will of God in a deepened level now requires that something else happens. Something else happens because I become something that I don't necessarily want to be. I'm going into a place that I didn't plan on going. So y'all going to have to work with me here. But the Bible says that we are his yoke fellows. That's why the Bible requires us that we study to show ourselves approved and to be workmen, needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have many responsibilities operating in the will of God. Interpersonal leadership. I must be a leader that can make a decision because I cannot be from royalty and make decisions like a peasant. I can't be kingdom-minded thinking like I'm broke-minded. I can't be kingdom-minded and be afraid of my enemy. But we are a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. The Bible teaches in Revelations that we are kings and priests. Ambassadors, if you will, of heaven in this earth. And an ambassador comes to bring understanding to a different nation about the issues of their nation. Glory to God. The ambassador comes in order to represent the nation that they're from in the nation that they're residing or presiding over in the name of that country. So as a kingdom believer, my citizenship is a dual citizenship. Part of my citizenship is that I am a United States citizen. Furthermore, I'm a citizen of the state of South Carolina who has sovereign authority over me. It's not the United States that dictates my life and my standards. The president has no authority to dictate anything about me. But the governor of South Carolina, he has some authority to set rules within his state that I must abide by. But my king in my other country has made me something else. The something else that he has made me means that even though I'm under budget here, even though I'm in the lower class citizenry in the United States, in the state of South Carolina, to him, I'm something more. When he looks at me, because to him, I am what he called me to be, so he doesn't have to look for me. The only reason he has to look for you is when you are not what you are supposed to be with him. But in his name, demons tremble. In his name, issues change. Because in his name, I represent the authority of the duality of my kingdom. My kingdom is in this earth, and I represent myself as an ambassador, not because I got a title. No, I represent myself as an ambassador because God put me where I'm at. I am in he, and he is in me. And wherever I go in the footprints of God. I breathe and I speak what God would have me to say. I don't taint my mouth with words of discouragement or disagreement, division or diversion. I speak according to what the Spirit is saying to his church, not because I'm a title. Y'all get this, get this? Because I am you. You speaking the same thing. And what God is saying here tonight is I want to go and have you to look at yourself to see how you see yourself. Because the way you see yourself is affecting your relationship with God. Some of us, Deacon Robinson, trying to move on to a new chapter without finishing the old one. We're trying to move on, but we ain't repented of the stuff behind us. God is saying that I can't bless your house. I can't bless your marriage. I can't bless what you got because you got an elephant in a room. You got an issue that you ain't dealt with. So until you deal with it, I can't release you to be free, to release me wherever you go. Because this is what God wants from you believers. Every person, every believer, under the sound of my voice, the next step of the will of God for you is that you become the of God. That you become the one that God uses to protect his spirit in operation in the earth. That you become the one that the believer and the non-believer can run into your life. And you can protect them. Three arcs. Noah's ark. Noah was a boy in Exodus chapter 2. He was barely an infant, and his mother gathered together the proper materials. When the edict was set to kill the Israel boys, God called her and gave her a spiritual edict. Y'all get the difference in the citizenship? But the edict of the king was kill the Israelite boys. But her higher edict was, I heard from God, and I gathered up my child Moses, and I put him in the ark that I've made. I sent him down the river. He didn't know where he was going. I didn't know where he was going. But I was obedient to what God told me to do. The boy ended up right in the heart of the enemy, right in the mouth of the Nile. The hands that touched him were the princess of Egypt. She grabbed hold of him, saw how beautiful he was. And by the provision of God in her obedience, God used the obedience of the one, sent him into royalty to be trained. Sent him into a place to learn the behavior of his enemies. He sent him there, and Moses grows up there, protected like an Egyptian, raised like an Egyptian. The word of the Lord to you tonight is thank God for the ark that carried Moses. Because I'm speaking to somebody tonight who needs to be in the place of obedience and do whatever it is that God has put on your heart, because you might be called to protect a Moses in you, a Moses around you. Brother said, I'm not speaking to the issue. I'm speaking to Moses on this line. I'm speaking to people on this line that are carrying deliverance for my people. God wants me to be the ark for him. He wants me and you, you and I, to be obedient to his voice so that he could use you and your ministry as the ark for somebody else. I skipped over Noah. Noah built an ark. When he built the ark, obedience was the factor. The thing that people are calling mind control about churches is really a factor of who is building the ark. Noah was an honorable man, and God called Noah to build an ark on a desert. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. And on the desert, God began to speak to Moses, build a boat where no water was. Can I speak to somebody's faith, Stephanie? I want you to understand that wherever God is calling you to build, wherever God is calling you to go, it may not even make sense. It may not make sense. But God is saying, I want you to go anyway. I want you to build it anyway. I want you to go and speak to people anyway, that even though you can't see them, they can hear you. I want you to be a minister that is not locked into a church. God is saying, I want you to do it. And I say, Lord, hold on. All I know is church. God is saying, get over it. So many of you right now are so locked into your belief system, you can't go to the ministry that you know is feeding you, to the ministry that you know is blessing you more than your church. Because you can't see me. There's a reason why God doesn't want you to see me. Surely I can put on a good suit. I can put on a good air. I can put on a good mask. I can come out here and decorate the room and make it all mystical. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But when you be obedient to the voice of the Lord, you know your hands are going to get dirty. The work is not going to be easy. And he will cause you to build in a place where it doesn't make sense. Abraham, get up. Leave your father and your country and go. I'm not telling you where to go. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you I want you to move. And Abraham obeyed God. Some of you are not getting your blessings because you're so wrapped up in trying to have relationships with people that are not called to be with you. You will have more power building this ark by just being obedient. I've got members like Darian Battle in a country town where I can't reach him all the time. He can't reach me all the time. He knows that if he needs me, I'm coming. I've got people down in Florida who live on islands and listen to me on islands, and they know that if they need the prophet, he's coming. They're building their ark wherever God told them. But this third ark, it don't require no faith. It requires obedience. It's the Ark of the Covenant. And under the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Covenant protects the covenant from being damaged. The Ark of Noah protected the people that were in the ark from the ocean. The Ark of the Covenant protects the Ark of the Word. And on this line tonight, I minister to the Ark of the Covenant in you. I speak to the Ark of the Covenant in you. And I speak to you and protect you so that you might be released in the right place at the right time. I speak to you so that you can come forth in the midst of your enemy chasing the people of God. You speak to the water, and because of the impossibility of the circumstance, I don't believe, but according to the power of the word, I speak it and it comes to pass. The Lord told me, your delay is not a denial. Don't give up without knowing just how important it is that you go to the next level after you've developed the relationship with God. The intimacy with God requires that you protect what God puts in you. That's why we put on the sword of the Spirit, the guard to fight against with the Word of God, the helmet of salvation, to guard our minds from what the enemy would do. We're putting on an ark to protect the ark, putting on armor to protect the ark. Breastplate of salvation. Let me wrap this thing around me so that when I go, everything that I do, everything holding me together is salvation. I speak to you tonight that God would use you as his own ark to protect the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That God would use you to go in his stead, and that you would use whatever God gave you to protect the anointing on your life, because that anointing has been designed to help somebody. I pray tonight that you would be delivered from thinking of yourself as less important, and that you would see yourself as being what God wants you to be in this time and in this season. You are of God in this season, in this time. God bless you. Evangelist Deacon Robinson.
God bless you.
I'll have your comments on this word tonight.
Outstanding word, sir. Outstanding.
Amen. Amazing, powerful word on tonight. Amen.
What did you get out of the word? What did you get out of the word? What did you get out of the word?
For me, as far as, you know, I got to get connected. I have to stay connected, and whatever God called me to do, I got to do it. I got to stay on focus. Amen. And something you would keep talking to me about, you know I got to do it. And I thank you for the word.
I also agree with that, sir. I'm the same thing, and I know it's something that's calling me, and I'm going to have to be obedient. And even though myself, me, my flesh don't want to do it, I know it's what he wants me to do. So I'm going to be obedient and do what he guides me and he leads me to do. Amen.
Amen. Deacon Robinson, we'll have you close us out with a word of prayer.
All right. Heavenly Father, we come before you as we know how, Lord. We thank you today, Lord, for this word we've received from our apostle. We thank you, Lord, for all the people who are listening, and we hope that everybody who listened within the sound of our voices, Lord, has heard and got this message. We ask that everybody, Lord, be prosperous, everybody be blessed. All these things we ask and pray in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Thank you.
Hello.
Times you have to speak victory.
you, man. I remember.
Gotta pat your own self on the back, you.
Okay, praise God. I'm glad to hear it. Ambassadors 247 at gmail.com and make the Faith Ambassadors with an S at the end of Ambassador.
Depression is all around, but God is present help.
Uh-huh.
Well, the enemy created walls.
Okay. I'll be glad to have you. God bless you. Welcome to the what they'll do is Elder Dodson or someone will call you and they'll ask you basically to ask questions about your salvation and who you are. And then from there, they will refer it to me and you still schedule a time when you can talk to me. And from there, I'll go on. I'll just basically welcome you to explain some things about the ministry to you. And then after that, if you have questions, as much as you need it, they'll question you interactively. They'll call you and they'll talk to you about things pertaining to the game. Have you read the Bible today? Have you prayed today? Have you entered into any confusion today? They may ask you specifically what you pray.
Man of God, but not just a man of God, but that he is a godly man. That's right. That's right. Speak over yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
He's willing to do what you would have him to do.
Yes, God.
In spite of everything,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Even though the sufferings he endured, God,
my God,
have not lasted, he continues to hold on. Even when he got weary, God, he rested for a while, God, but he did not quit.
Thank you,
even
Lord.
When the enemy would have wanted to take him completely out, God.
My
God. Hallelujah, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you would not let him go.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, God, for this mighty man of valor.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this anointed vessel, God.
Thank you, Lord.
That you're raising up again, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That many through him might be saved.
Yes,
that
God.
They would believe, that they would be set free, that
thank
they would
you,
be healed, chains of bondage would be broken, God, and they would be set free. For many are the righteous God,
Jesus.
But you brought him
Jesus.
Out of all. And
when you become a believer,
thank you,
and
Lord.
I thank you even, God, for
Spirit is made right. Sometimes,
thank you,
Father,
Lord.
I pray in
soul
the name
get to
of
know
Jesus that they would show his
it.
Heart
due to things that happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation,
concerning him,
but
God,
we want to speak to you
that
today,
they would
surrender
to submit.
God wants to heal the whole
soul.
Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going
to
help me share this with you and tell this story.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, what you're going to do and what you will be doing in his life. Father, thank
deliver
you for allowing me to be able to be connected in the way that I have been connected.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank
amen.
You, Elder. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank
you.
Hey, brother, God bless you.
Deliver me, 'cause all I see is a dream.